Now what do I say? So Steve, we're going to change this segment for the rest of the year and call it, Now What Do I Say to Sell More Life Insurance?
Yep, Bill, it's October. You know, last month we started Life Insurance Awareness Month, and agents were scrambling to write more life insurance to be able to make their bonus at the end of the year and also to travel. So now what do you say to sell more life insurance? I want to continue on with some of the things I was talking about on the earlier episodes. And we want to start talking about some of the mistakes that I see a lot of agents and team members make. And one of the mistakes I see them make is they make life insurance too complicated. Write this down, everyone. A confused mind does nothing. We are so busy trying to make ourselves seem so smart that we actually confuse the customer. We've got to learn how to make it very complicated so the customer understands what we are talking about. We've got to be able to meet the customer on their level. There are certain words that we should not be using. For those of you who have the War Room binder, you know what I'm talking about. There's a whole page listed called dirty words. We talk about the communication. Life insurance, that's a dirty word. Now, I'm not telling you to never use the word life insurance, but when you're talking with a customer and you keep saying the life insurance this and how much life insurance do you have and let's see how much life insurance, that's a dirty word. You got to replace that word with cash or money or income. So we've got to make sure that we're not using that word over and over again. In the Marine Corps, they would always tell me, Wilmer, you got to remember KISS. And I would say, what does KISS mean? They say, keep it simple, stupid. You got to make sure you keep it very simple when you're talking with your customer. Whole life, that's a dirty word. Term life, that's a dirty word. Making sure your family stays in the same lifestyle. All of these are dirty words. You know, I had the pleasure of meeting Richard Branson out in Vegas. And when I say meeting Richard Branson, I mean it was like 10,000 people and I saw him on stage. But here's the point, right? Here's what he said from stage. He says, any fool can make something complicated, but it takes a genius to keep things simple. So I promise you, how was I able to consistently issue over 100 life apps every single year is because I did not make it complicated. I kept it very simple. And even Albert Einstein said this, if you cannot explain it simply enough, then you don't understand it well enough. So remember to keep things simple.